so it's loading.
Well, thank you guys all for sticking with us the last session and the very last presentation. I didn't expect this big of a turnout. I thought I would be talking to myself, so I appreciate it. Let's see. So I have no relationships to disclose. I was a little concerned about how my presentation might fit into the rest of the panel, but after hearing all of your wonderful work, I think it'll fit in quite well, because I'm going to focus on how do you evaluate these types of initiatives. This is just who we're. So I'm going to talk today about an evaluation of a locally driven program that's focused on policy, systems, and environmental change that promoted healthy eating and active living in suburban Cook County, Illinois, with the aim to reduce chronic disease. I want to share our successes, but also really focus on our challenges that we found in doing the evaluation, in particular in the design and implementation of the evaluation. And then hopefully what I share will provide some lessons to the rest of you that are interested in evaluating this type of work. So a little bit about the program. As I'll get into, it's a very complex program, but it was funded by the Federal Communities Putting Prevention to Work initiative and administered by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in March of 2010. The Cook County Department of Public Health and its fiscal agent, the Public Health Institute of Metropolitan Chicago, which we call FIMIC, as always, acronyms in public health, they implemented the Model Communities Grant Program, which was a grassroots community-driven program, like I said, to advance policy systems and environmental changes in suburban Cook County. In total, there were 38 local government school districts and community-based institutions that were awarded funding, as well as provided technical assistance and training. Collectively, the grant recipients thus far have impacted 73 communities across suburban Cook County, with the reach of about 1.6 million residents. The grantees were funded for 1 year, starting in February of 2011 and ending in February of 2012, and a subset of the 28 were awarded a 90-day no-cost extension to finish up their work. So before I get into the specifics of the evaluation, I just want to highlight how complex the program was, because it's directly related to some of the challenges we experienced. Not only were there 38 grantee recipients, they were all involved in different PSE efforts, which just made for a very complex initiative. And in addition, the organizational structure of the program was complex. There were two program leads, like I said, Cook County Department of Public Health and FIMIC. There were 20 program staff. There were 13 technical assistance providers, the majority of whom were subcontractors. And that all just made the administrative aspects of the grant very challenging, because it was a huge program and then all these different moving parts. And then also the nature of the grant. It was fast-paced. It was 2 years from CPPW through implementation of model communities. So in addition to the administrative complexity, the evaluation itself was complex. In general, evaluating PSE change is a really difficult process. Strategies for achieving PSE change are built incrementally and they evolve over time. They're often in response to contextual factors that can be unpredictable, so it's a lot like shooting at a moving target. Also, the impact of PSE efforts go beyond the PSE change itself. So there are multiple outcomes to assess. For instance, how a grantee may sustain their influence beyond the immediate PSE change. So beyond evaluating PSE change overall, our evaluation in particular was complex as well, because there were four different agencies involved in the evaluation, two in the university settings. I'm from the University of Illinois at Chicago. There was also a group called the Consortium to Lower Obesity in Chicago's Children, which was housed at Northwestern University, and then the Health Department and the fiscal agent. We used a mixed methods approach, which gave us a lot of data, but because we had a lot of data, that was also challenging. And all that data came from five main sources, including surveys, interviews, and internal document review. So I don't want you guys to think we weren't successful, but in the interest of time, I am going to focus on the challenges. But we were successful in that we were able to collect data in a new jurisdiction. It was a suburban area, an area of high disparity, and most of the work focuses on the city of Chicago and not the suburban areas. And we were able to develop key findings. We used our data to improve trainings for the grant recipients. So in looking over our process for evaluating the Model Communities Grant Program, it became evident there were a few key issues that were central challenges. One was the integration of our evaluation into the program design, and the other was the engagement of stakeholders throughout the evaluation. I don't think it's likely that there's one best single model of evaluation design, but when we reviewed the literature, we found these two models that we think highlight some of those key aspects. On the left shows an iterative process for integrating your evaluation into your program design, and on the right, it highlights the engagement of stakeholders in the process. So we think our evaluation would have benefited quite a bit from sort of a combination of these two models. And that may seem really obvious, but we just wanted to stress the importance of having an evaluation framework as a part of your implementation plan for the program to assure that there's actual integration and that the key components of the evaluation aren't missed during all the program activities that take place. So looking to the strategic management literature, we identified some key implementation principles that were central to the challenges we faced in the evaluation. So I have four bolded there. The first is that you should really develop a clear organizational structure. You should also have clear roles and responsibilities and accountability for who's doing this work. Facilitate information sharing, knowledge transfer, and communication. And as part of that, we've included having a clear decision-making structure. And then the last is to foster business planning and separate strategy discussions from operations. So overall, there were attempts to apply those implementation principles to support the evaluation plan. First, in terms of implementation management, there were weekly implementation meetings to facilitate communication, coordination, and accountability. And also, as it was designed, the evaluation was supposed to be fully integrated into the program's organizational structure. On the evaluation execution side, we had monthly meetings with all members of the evaluation team to check in and to talk about the status of data collection. And then each of the two university institutions had operational team meetings. However, they were completely separate individual team meetings, so we didn't come together to discuss. This slide is in here just to show you, again, how complex the program management structure was, but also to highlight that the evaluation piece, which is highlighted in green there on the right, was designed to be fully integrated into the program. However, as we came to find out in assessing all of this, that there was a breakdown in execution of full integration. So despite having the structures in place to support the evaluation plan, we faced challenges, like I said, related to those implementation principles that affected the evaluation in the following areas: design, data collection and analysis, stakeholder engagement, and dissemination. So next I'm just going to provide some examples on how the principles impacted the evaluation. So our first example is related to the principle of information sharing. And like I said, although a system was technically in place to facilitate information sharing, we found that the right people weren't necessarily sitting in on those meetings. If they had the right people, we think there would have been a better and firm understanding of the program by the evaluation team members. we found that there was a disconnect between those that were conducting the evaluation and a full understanding of the program. Something that caused this, like I said, it was a really short grant period and the program team hit the ground running and they were well into implementation of the program before the evaluation team could catch up and understand exactly what was going on. So that led to the data that was collected. We didn't necessarily collect data that matched what was needed by the program side and really the stakeholders because the evaluation team didn't have guidance on what was needed by the designers of the program. And also it led to the fact that we couldn't measure interim outcomes. When we were finished with all of this, we were just, as the evaluation team, looking at the implementation of actual policies or system or environmental changes. And what we found is that takes a lot of time, those changes, and we could have probably looked at interim outcomes along the way and provided a little bit more data on impact. And then also the CDC wanted the evaluation to be comprehensive, a comprehensive demonstration of PSC change, and we weren't able to do that. So the second example is related to clear roles and responsibilities and accountability. We didn't necessarily, across all these entities, have clear roles, and no one knew who was accountable for what. That's it's just the truth, I'm being honest. So that led to an unclear process for dissemination. And besides that impacting the publications that we had hoped to produce, it really meant an untimely sharing of data to the grantees themselves and a full engagement of stakeholders. So we missed an opportunity to fully engage stakeholders and the grantees themselves to ensure that the evaluation was meeting their needs. So last example is related to our complex evaluation structure. Because the evaluation was spread across four entities, all the data was collected in isolation of each other, and so therefore our operational definitions related to certain concepts weren't consistent, which meant the right data wasn't collected necessarily. We weren't able to triangulate a lot of the data. For example, we missed data that could have been collected by the TA providers that would have supported the evaluation. And so therefore all the data we collected wasn't used in the final analysis. So what to summarize, why weren't we as successful as we would have hoped? It's because the implementation principles I referred to weren't fully tapped into, despite the structures being in place. We learned that execution is very important. Those core implementation principles are vital to effectively evaluate something as complex as PSE change. Our recommendations, just a couple of them listed here. This goes back to a little bit about you guys were talking about with trust. I think we need ongoing communication between evaluation teams and the program staff, especially when you're using external evaluators. A lot of these relationships are contractual, and once the grant is over, the relationship ends. And there isn't true collaboration. I think something that would be interesting to explore are the idea of like an academic health department where the university setting who's the technical expert in the evaluation is partnered with the local health department in an ongoing collaborative relationship. And then everyone on the team needs to have an idea of the decisions and actions for which he or she is responsible and a process of accountability. Like I said, we had good implementation structure in the beginning but no clear decision-making process or process of accountability, which impacted all areas of the evaluation. And then to finish, just some future considerations. I think to effectively evaluate policy change on something as complex as chronic disease, we need to find ways to connect all aspects of the evaluation. I don't think we can just focus on process or outcomes. We need to see the complete picture. To do so, solid structures not only need to be in place, but functioning. Because that will enable us to really fully cross-collaborate and to move the needle in this type of work and not necessarily just be contractually based. In public health, we spend so much time, I think, in design and assessment, and we don't pay a lot of attention to organizational theory, and there's no real science of implementation that's interjected into this type of work. And so I think we need to consider our evaluation questions and how they can be fully integrated into the program. So that's it. I just have to acknowledge everybody that was involved. And there's my contact info. Thank you.